Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear. I'm Susan Laris and Danz, and today is Saturday, April 27th, 2024. And right at the outset, if you are someone that I met at the New Living Expo last weekend, which was absolutely wonderful, and I was so delighted to talk with and meet with many of you, if you are coming to this show for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. This show broadcasts live just about every Saturday on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and you'll also find the podcast there later, as well as on your favorite podcasting platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so forth. You can go to frontierbeyondfear.com to learn more about the show. So today's episode, and yes, I did have a break last week because as promised, as I was talking about ahead of time, I indeed did go to the New Living Expo in the San Francisco area last weekend. And the reason why today's show is on the flow and also related to trust is because of all that this experience taught me and experiences leading into it as well. The flow, you can feel it when it happens. There will often be synchronicities affirming the path. The flow is that aspect of the divine which is a part of us. We are inseparable from the omnipresent divine that helps us every step of the way to come more fully into our purpose. Each of us has a unique life experience. And it's a remarkable thing when you observe multiple experiences, even those that you never really expected to lead to anything, when you observe how they come together through the flow. And I certainly experienced this last weekend in more than one way. It was really nice, having not done an in-person event in quite a while, to have people in the room, you know, that are right there, and you can feel the energy exchange that's going on. It just so affirmed the path going forward. And, you know, this was a bigger step for me. Some of these events, I had done a free lecture before at an expo more than once, but participating in a paid workshop as well as especially moderating a panel, these things asked me to trust. So part of the lesson of today's show that I want to share with you, it's not only that the flow leads to trust, because it does. It leads us to trust even more. But we need to trust ahead of the flow. The more that we trust, and it, you know, not everything will go perfectly necessary. That we're human beings on this planet, and then we learn from those things. But I have to say, my experience this past weekend was well beyond what I imagined. I mean, it just was phenomenal, and I learned some things about, you know, where I may take this next. Not so much specifics, but just so many things came together, and some of these things were new research, new ways of talking about things, also old ways that I've done here on this show. Even this show, in fact, very much this show, where I just spontaneously share, really helped me. So for those of you out there who feel that part of your flow is to research and to teach in some way, one of the things I would encourage you to do, if you feel so inclined, is do consider podcasting. And it's perfectly okay if all you feel you'd like to do is reflect upon things. Now, my history here in this podcast has been in the past interviewing a number of people, and then more recently simply flowing spontaneously with various topics, and both helped. Also, volunteering in your community can really help, especially if it involves doing any kind of presentation. That could be at the school. It could be anywhere, at a community event. That certainly helped me, and also it helps with facilitating. I have found that volunteer work has been such an unexpected, in a way, yet essential part of my path, and not just because it's giving from your heart, and it is, but it's part of the flow. It's helped in those endeavors where I volunteered. It feels wonderful to volunteer, and often we're very giving of ourselves in other ways as well, especially within the spiritual community, and that's been my experience. But it also helps you. It helps you with your confidence. It helps you with those skills that later you may need. So I really... what will come from this experience last weekend is yet to fully be seen. I do know one of the things it did was it prompted me to do a lot more research into AI that I hadn't yet done. I mean, I do have a background in AI, and that came up. But because I had this event, it was an impetus to spend time with this topic. Much more time, and not even at the depths that I sense is ahead, but really helped. Something the flow can help us with is something I like to call intuitive research. When we are in the flow, when we are on a spiritual path, when we trust in this process, it's truly amazing the things that we will discover, things that just are not heard very often. And that certainly happened. In fact, I've never heard, not in its entirety, some of the things that I shared at this event. I've heard so many guests over time. I don't always manage to catch them, but there are a lot of people who talk about AI these days. And one gave me a small clue, but they didn't seem to see the full context. And that's another part of the flow. What clues do you receive, and where can you take those clues? It can be almost like a relay. If you ever was in school, when I was in elementary school, for example, and I suppose a little bit later, we would have relays. We would have field day, and one person would hand the baton to the other. That happens a lot in the flow, and it certainly happened here, and I am reminded of when it's happened in the past. So the other aspect of all of this was just how much I appreciated being in the San Francisco area. The Golden Gate Bridge, and I took the picture that's on the page of the Golden Gate Bridge as it approaches. It's so symbolic, that picture, because everybody's anticipating that it's coming. And at that point, it was actually the return trip, and I was on a shuttle bus that was almost like a tour bus. In fact, coming back, the driver, he had done this for a long time. He got out his little microphone, and it was exactly like a tour bus. And right around that time, you know, saying that we were approaching the Golden Gate Bridge. It so symbolizes opportunity, possibilities, even the entryway into the omnipresent divine. It's the Golden Gate, and you could feel the energy of it. It carries you. It supports you. It's a beautiful location. I had not been there in a long time. I suppose the only somewhat sad part of that was the last time I had crossed the Golden Gate Bridge over out of the San Francisco area into Marin County was about 30 years ago. And I remembered just beautiful green hills, really a very rural area mostly beyond it. And like most areas in the last 30 years, that area too had been substantially developed. The conference was at the Marin Center, it was just absolutely delightful. In fact, if you have the opportunity to go to the New Living Expo in the future, I highly encourage you. And I have so much gratitude in my heart to the organizers, to various people who are clients who were there with me. I won't list them all because I don't usually list clients on my show, but they know who they are, and thank you. And my co-presenter, Jean Manning, who I have talked about. And I just have so much gratitude in my heart. And the flow also relates to gratitude. The more thankful we are, the more we'll see the flow. And the flow leads to more thankfulness. I had a really cool synchronicity happen. Where it's yet to go, we will see. I told one of my relatives in an email just before this show that, and it's true, I kept feeling, if you have seen the movie October Skies, because I was doing more, and I kind of came into this event, you know, partnered with others very much. I mean, we all helped each other to get there, that's for sure. And I felt like, at times, the kid in October Skies, like I was at a science fair because I was at a booth that had a big banner that said Breakthrough Science, and I was talking to various people at the booth. If you're someone who's listening to my show for the first time, perhaps, and you came by the booth, I'm so happy you're here. I'm so happy we had the chance to talk, because this was one of the best events I have seen in terms of conversations at the booth. I wasn't always at the booth, and I hope, you know, others had a similar experience. But when I was there, there were some really cool conversations. I think will stay with me for sure. And there were people of all ages, and it's so important to talk about what actual science is, and that it's not materialism. Materialism is a paradigm that some are clinging to in science, but it is not the definition of science. Science is exploring reality. You know, I said at the beginning of the panel, which, oh my goodness, that had to be so amazing. And the funny thing is, you know what? Not everything went totally smoothly. We had a couple of microphones fail. It was towards the end of the event. And those wireless microphones, oh, my goodness, I've seen this happen before. And this was mostly, everything was fine when tested, but then, you know, the batteries are going out. So then they're trying to find other batteries, and all the batteries are dead. And so we just, actually, we had to do the thing like passing the baton. When I first started out, you know, I really had to trust because this was a new experience for me moderating a panel. Yes, I've interviewed people. I was on a panel in the past, but I have not moderated a panel. And I had to step into those shoes. And, you know, there's some things I learned right at the beginning, how I would do it maybe slightly differently. Again, I tend to be a very gracious person. And, you know, maybe had I had a microphone that was working, I would have provided a little more direction right at the beginning. But at the very beginning, one of the things that I said was the title, the main title of the panel was Breakthrough Science, and that all science is technically breakthrough science, and that we could have just as well have called the panel Real Science or simply Science. And it's honestly so unfortunate that we live in such a world where there is such hostility within the sciences and many other difficulties, and that came up through many, more than one of the panelists, whether it's the funding model that very much limits what's being explored, and I don't know that this was even talked about much, but there certainly are many cases where data has been tailored carefully or even misrepresented at times because of a payment model and wanting to verify something or having some agenda that isn't actually the truth or exploring reality or, you know, even not all of this came up in the panel, but at the center of this is, some of it did come up, is if we're interested in understanding our world and beyond, that's science. And we have many people who have an agenda or have their own fears or their own little box, and they just can't get beyond it. And because of that, we're not freely exploring in the sciences as much as we could, as much as we should. And we deserve to have an honest exploration of truth, and that goes well beyond the sciences. It was so refreshing. I think what was particularly, I don't even know how to explain it. I would say rejuvenating, but in some ways it felt like it was the first time, and it wasn't exactly, but there was just this feeling of freely expressing who you are. And at my free lecture on Friday night, at first, you know, everyone who was there, oh my gosh, the rapt attention, I mean, just such attention. I could so feel that. And there was some vulnerability, you know. I could just feel, you know, I stepped into it and felt my own expression of some of my experiences and just really being me. And I think that this show has helped that, but whatever, it was more of that. And I think it's because when we're together, when we are, I know that you're out there, but when we're together in a room like that, it's quite an experience. And it had been a while since I had been in that situation. I had attempted to go to an expo in early 2020, and I was going to talk about AI, probably in a different way. because that was a different time. And I ended up getting sick, and very likely it was what was going around in early 2020, although by that time it was still fairly early, and it took me a long time to recover. And I just, there was no way I could have traveled. And that just wasn't meant to be then. That's the other thing about the flow and about trust. It's about timing. Fun synchronicity. I can't know exactly where this was going, but I know that this was a significant step for me, and I could feel it. And after the Friday night event, there was a part, this orchestral part of La La Land, the movie, if you've seen it. And it's the part where, you know, she gives a small talk. And in that case, it was in front of mostly people she knew, but not everyone. And in fact, in this case, I didn't know a person in the room because everybody was occupied. They either weren't to the expo yet, or they were needed to be at a booth or somewhere else. So everyone in the room, there was nobody that I actually personally knew, although afterwards we certainly got to know each other, which was so nice about it. But I had later this piece, and it was going through my head in the morning, and there's a part of La La Land, hopefully not a spoiler. That's a very interesting movie. It's often underrated. It's so holographic what happened to that movie, because they thought they had won the Academy Award, and then it turned out that it wasn't read properly, and so it was taken away from them. I mean, this is in real life what happened to the producers of La La Land. If you didn't see that Academy Award show, which is now called the Oscars, but I still think of it the other way just because I grew up with it that way. Well, there's a part where she has her big opportunity, and it leads to greater opportunities for her. And so that part was going through my head, and then on the screen, there's sort of a artistic montage in that part of the movie, and it shows stage door, those words, stage door. And I come back, this song is going through my head, and I had had a quiet breakfast to myself, being not from the Pacific time zone. I actually got up early, and generally, at least during the expo, for when I had events, I was just eating breakfast on my own quietly, and that was kind of nice because I got up early and it was quiet. And I came back, and on the wall in the room was, in the hotel room, a picture. And what did it say on it? Stage door. And that is a synchronicity. Later, when I got home, I happened to be looking for something on, you know, what might I watch? I like old movies, and guess what was going on? Stage Door, which is actually an old movie. So what does it all mean? It's an opening. It's an opening. And I trust the flow. Whatever door to whatever stage this is leading to, I trust it. And this event gave me confidence in being myself, and yes, on the stage, so to speak. The largest audience was the panel. I mean, the audience. It's not like it was some, you know, giant. I've spoken to bigger audiences in different contexts. Certainly, like in my community volunteering days, that was a really big audience. But it really helped. I was comfortable using a microphone, for example, and different experiences I've had helped me. And what I want to say to you, those of you listening, you have your stage door, and you will see your synchronicities, and you will feel your purpose when you trust in the flow. Life may not be easy. I know this has been a challenging time for many of us, and I had some promising things come up that I feel will assist with that. But, you know, creatively, I mean, in the very near term, which is wonderful, but creatively, that's more long term. And I really want to encourage you to trust in taking a step. It took courage. You know, I cannot tell you, there was one show a few weeks ago, and if you listen closely, you may have heard it. I think I mentioned the expo kind of late in the show, you know, because I was having these doubts, like, you know, traveling and everything. I hadn't traveled in a while and different logistical things. And, you know, then it shifted again and it was all fine. But you'll go through these passageways of doubt, of fear. This is a show about fear. We do have fears, but we can work with our fears. And the flow helps us. Trusting helps us. Remember, we're not alone. But what came through so much during this event was just each of us, and observing others as well, each of us is so special, and you need to value just how special you are in all your vulnerability, all your imperfections, all your lack of faith at times. We can't always trust. Sometimes our trust gets interrupted, but we can find it again. Your experiences matter. You are an unfolding creation. Don't let anyone take those away from you or undermine them or say, oh, your story isn't important. It's just distancing you from the divine. Oh, no. Oh, no. You are beloved. You are beloved as you are. You are a special creation. Every challenge that you're having now, every challenge that you've ever had, every triumph, every success and every failure, it's a part of an experience that is unique in all of the multiverse. I've been saying this more often lately, and there's a reason, because we lose track of this sometimes, and it can lead us into a lot of doubt and a devaluing of ourselves, and even a misunderstanding of spirituality. It's not ego. How can you contribute? What unique gifts do you have? Your stage may be very small. You may be working with a young child, or you could be in any number of situations, caregiving, at work. It doesn't have to be an actual stage. It may be for some of you. Trust in that. Open up. What are the possibilities? Maybe it's taken a long time. Maybe it seems like it'll never happen. You know what? Whatever needs to happen will happen. That simple. You can certainly work with it. You can do your best. Sometimes your best is not going to be the same at another time. Don Miguel Ruiz does a really good job explaining what your best is. Maybe you're not feeling well at one point and your best isn't as quite the same on a day when you're doing well. It's just that you bring yourself to the moment, to every day. The flow is there for you, and you can trust it. I'm going to keep tonight's show, or it's not tonight quite yet, but today's show. Well, it depends where you are. It might be tonight. I'm going to keep it brief today. I do want to thank Blog Talk Radio. This show, while live, has been number one under live shows, and I so appreciate that when that happens. And I hope that, you know, there are some more people coming in who haven't discovered this show just yet, and I welcome you here. I will be here next week, live, flowing. I may talk a little more about AI, or I don't know. I'm guided to talk about what I'm guided to talk about. And that'll be next Saturday on Blog Talk Radio, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So once again, a heartfelt thank you to everyone who helped make the New Living Expo experience come together last weekend, including my co-presenter in the workshop, Jean Manning, and others that I helped, and also the people who facilitate and lead this event, and really anyone who was there, just heartfelt gratitude to all of you. It was truly a wonderful experience, and it opened me up, and I hope it did the same for you. And we are moving forward. And something's beyond this door, and it's going to be an interesting journey, what's up ahead. So I hope you look at what's beyond your door. Again, what door is opening? What door is wide open? What bridge do you see? What golden gate do you see just beyond the next hill? I love how that picture came together so beautifully symbolic. And it has much to say to us. So thanks again. I will see you next time. Take care, everyone.